This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we have our retirement planning professional, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, in from Klaus Financial this morning to answer your questions. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. And again, joining us this morning, CJ Klaus along with Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Great to see you. And Malia, I am happy you are on the phone this morning.
Yeah, we're just happy that we survived the weather another week at a time. One day at a time, I guess it is.
Certainly this time of year, we've got to be on our toes all the time when it comes to the weather stuff. And of course, again, Malia and CJ are here to help you. If you've got any questions, they are here. 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. We're going to be talking, of course, income taxes. Tis the season for that as well. A couple of things, again, you got to keep in mind. The website, klausfinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. Also, don't forget, we're going to be doing the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in the program. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for Cabela's. As we mentioned, we're going to be talking income taxes, and of course, a lot of people have questions about it. And of course, the simple thing about tax preparation and those tips you guys are going to offer for folks, let's talk a little bit about looking ahead to next year and making things a whole lot easier for yourself.
Yes. And I should just mention as we get started here that some people go, wait, what about last week's question of the week and the answer?
Oh, yes.
Well, we didn't have it last week because our office wasn't open because of all the cold weather. So don't worry. We didn't forget. We'll do one this week and then we'll answer it next week. But yes, we know that everyone begins to get anxious this time of the year. Either you're wanting to get a refund ASAP or you're just putting off doing your taxes because you're worried about having to pay more. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people that are curious as to what's going to happen with their taxes now with the new tax plan. Will their taxes go up? Will they come down? What about the withholding? And you're probably hearing some rumblings even that people are owing more. And that's actually confusing because what that really means is that the withholding tables in some circumstances made an adjustment that was inaccurate, which now means you owe at the end of the year. It doesn't mean you owe more money on the aggregate compared to the prior year, but it means that you might owe at the end of the year, whereas you used to get a refund. So there's going to be a lot of confusion. So my encouragement to you is, our encouragement to you is, we're going to walk you through some steps to limit that confusion. And the advice that we give today hopefully will help you for your 2018 taxes, so looking back to last year. But we hope that it'll also set the framework for what you can do for 2019 taxes and beyond. So, the tax season officially kicked off on Monday, January 28th of 2019, and the Internal Revenue Service expects to process more than 150 million individual tax returns for 2018. Over 150 million. And actually, through midday on Monday, the IRS had already received several million tax returns, believe it or not. Which seems those are the go-getters.
Yes, they are.
I'm thinking to myself, I don't even know if I got my first 1099 by then, but whatever. So despite a lapse in funding and reduced workforce due to the 35-day government shutdown, the IRS has begun accepting tax returns and will provide refunds to taxpayers as scheduled. This has been a common one. Hey, what's going to happen with the government shutdown? Am I going to be able to process or file my taxes? And the answer is yes. Employers will be sending out W-2s, and those must be filed and postmarked by January 31st. So many people have already received those. If you haven't, they should legally be in the mail by now, and you should be getting them soon. Many employers have moved to a digital version of your paycheck. So some people hate this, some people love it. My encouragement to those listening, because I know we do have a lot of people who listen who are retired or near retirement, and sometimes we reject new things. Listen, I do it just as much as anybody. And yet my encouragement is, don't reject complete access to this. I'm fine if you don't want to go check every paycheck online. That's fine. But don't reject it altogether, because it does provide so much ease when it comes to saying, hey, where's that 1099? Where's that W-2? I never got it. And we just say, well, let's just log in and grab it. Right? Let's just log in. Boom. We've got it. So, again, we appreciate the desire not to embrace all technologies, but at least having a basic login to your company's payroll system or to your investments for purposes of grabbing down your 1099s is important. And then in order to submit your tax return, you first need that W-2. And if you don't have a W-2 and you were doing what we call freelance work or contract work, then you'll get a 1099. And then you also need 1099s from your various investment accounts.
What's that big day we've got to remember? Yeah. Everything's got to be taken care of, or at least a plan to take care of.
Everybody, you know, says April 15th. And actually, believe it or not, folks, it's been April 18th. It's been April 17th. It actually depends upon if the 15th falls during a day of the week or on a weekend. So bottom line, this year it is April 15th. So we're back to the norm.
Very, very good stuff. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You can call to set that up right now. Telephone number, 442-5637. Let's talk then about some tips when it comes to doing our tax prep this year. And of course, looking for next year, to how we can kind of simplify things and make life a whole lot easier for our future selves.
Right. And, you know, I think not only our listeners will appreciate this, but certainly their tax preparers or their CPAs will appreciate this, that we're giving you tips to simplify their lives as well.
Good point.
We did want to give a disclaimer, though, and we like to do that quite often, because we are not accountants, okay? So if you have a specific tax situation, we certainly want you to seek out a tax professional. We work with several accountants with all of our clientele, and we obviously have accumulated a lot of good practices associated with doing taxes, but we are not accountants, so I just want to put that out there. So what we'd like our clients to do is, if you haven't done it yet, is go ahead and set up a file for yourself, a 2018 tax file. So as all that mail has been coming in, you just start throwing it in there, your W-2s, as CJ mentioned, your 1099s, and any other statement that shows up that's associated with an investment or any wages that you earned for 2018. At the same time, create a second file that says tax items 2019. So it'll be important as you're going through this year to be able to just recognize items to throw into that file as well. Might be your HSA statements and so forth, because they sometimes come at odd times during the year. Secondly, we talked about your W-2s and your 1099s. Anything that reflects income that you earned needs to be, you should be getting either a 1099 or W-2 for that. And if you're not getting it, you need to contact that employer. A lot of times we see people, they just did like maybe a two-month job, and the employer just didn't get around to doing a W or 1099 for them. Reach out to them and see about getting one done, or you may work with your accountant to prepare your own, because if you've got income, you need to pay taxes on it. And finally, make a list of what documents you actually need for your taxes. So you can look at last year's tax return as a good guide. So whatever statements you needed last year, you're probably going to need similar ones this year. And understand the deadlines. I know, as we just mentioned, tons of people file immediately. And what happens sometimes is your neighbor says, well, I'm going to file too, but they didn't recognize that they were missing some statements. And those statements are kind of sequential. January 31st was the first deadline. Then we see later in February, you start getting your after-tax statements, which is important to recognize that they're not required to get those out as early. And we see some investment statements coming out as late as March, third week in March. So, you know, we want you to just relax, get all the right statements together before you run to your accountant. And that's the next question. Who's going to do your taxes? Figure this out. A lot of people ask us for recommendations of should they use TurboTax or whatever, or perhaps maybe they should actually seek out a professional. Sometimes we see people trying to save pennies on the dollar, when in fact a good accountant could really help them perhaps save money in much bigger ways. So just look at your own situation, talk with a professional, and seek out a professional when you want to sit down to do your taxes.
And one thing, too, I know we talk about traditional and Roth IRAs. There's a component here with taxes as well, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. So before you file this year, recognize that if you've not added money to an IRA, maybe you don't have a retirement account at work, but you have an IRA, you certainly have up until the April 15th to file to put away money up to $6,500 if you're over 50. $5,500 if you're under 50, if you had earned income of that amount. So even though that's for 2018 taxes, you have up until April of 2019 to add money to those accounts.
Fantastic advice. Great tip. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they're here to help. Our number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions, you give us a call now, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about an issue that I think a lot of us are thinking about this time of year, which is, of course, taxes, tax season, not only this year, but making things easier for yourself and your accountant in the upcoming your tax preparer in the upcoming year as well. One of the questions that you hear a lot of times people asking is, do I have to, or does everybody have to file a tax return? And that's an interesting question.
It is. And actually, the answer to that is no, everybody does not have to file a tax return. However, for our CPA and accounting friends out there, I am going to follow that up with a disclaimer, which is confirm that with your accountant and CPA. Never just go, oh, I heard this guy on the radio this one year and he gave me a number and I'm certain my income's not over that number, so I'm just not going to file. Don't do that. Don't ever do that. Talk to your accountant or CPA, or do a preliminary return through TurboTax or something like that and have them say you don't need to file a return. But here's some interesting information that you will not go use besides just use as a reference. So the IRS does consider your age, your filing status, and your income relative to whether or not you need to file a tax return. In 2019, for most taxpayers, if your gross income is above a particular threshold, then you will, of course, have to file. Here would be an example, though. If you're filing single over age 65, your income needs to be over $13,600 to need to file. If you're married, filing jointly with both over 65, if your joint income is over $24,000, then you need to file. And then one surprising thing to note is that if you are married filing separately of any age and your gross income was $5, yes, just $5, then you actually must file a tax return. So there's actually a table that the IRS puts out that kind of gives you those levels. But here would be one of the massive flaws that people go about as it relates to this. What is income? I just made a bunch of income-related statements. People go, oh, okay. So I just look at deposits that hit my checking account, right? No, that may not be income. You have to actually know how to qualify and define what is income versus what is not, which is why the accountants would be going, no, come just make sure you confirm this. We don't want you to get clobbered with penalties. And I would echo that. Don't get clobbered with penalties because you make a wrong assumption. Ask the professional to confirm you don't need to be filing.
Great advice. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial and their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. There are tax changes every year, and it seems like there are this year in particular. I know we've talked a lot about it. There have been some changes. So let's talk a little bit about some of those key changes to our taxes that we're going to see when we file this year. And, of course, as we look to last year's new tax bill.
Yeah, so some things to be aware of. The biggest one probably is the increased standard tax deduction. So the new tax law of 2018 basically doubles the standard deduction amount. So the single taxpayer will see their deductions jump from $6,350 in 2017 to $12,000 for their 2018 tax return. Of course, those are the ones we're about to file. Married couples, it jumps from $12,700 up to $24,000. So what those increases mean is that there's going to be fewer people who are going to want to go ahead and itemize. Today, about 30% of taxpayers itemize, and under this new law, we're going to see that percentage greatly decrease. So that would assume, at this point, we could assume that that will make the filing processes simpler for the IRS and hopefully simpler for most of our listeners. There's increased child tax credit this year as well. It's doubled from $1,000 per child to $2,000. Another good reason to have children, I suppose, because you're going to get some extra credit. Personal and dependent exemptions. This tax bill actually eliminates personal and dependent exemptions, which were $4,050 for 2017. They increased for $4,150. So those exemptions greatly changed. And then finally, state and local taxes and home mortgages. What we saw is that the new bill limits the amount of state and local property income and sales taxes to be deducted, and that number is $10,000. In the past, most of those taxes have been fully tax deductible. So I know people who keep track of every sales tax item, everything, and they're like fuming right now because they're used to being able to write a lot of it off or a percentage. So a lot of big changes. That's, again, why we refer to our accountants that are following these tax laws really closely.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss are retirement professionals this morning. Of course, Money in Motion brought to you by Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about tax season this morning. Don't forget, a first appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you anything. It's complimentary. Telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about some of those software programs, what you need to know if you are going to be using those. Some little information there next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
To find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. The first appointment at Kloss Financial. Not going to cost you anything. Don't forget as well. Coming up a little later in this segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, so you want to hold on to that telephone number. So as we're talking taxes, I think a lot of people are familiar with TurboTax, TurboTax software. Sometimes questions about, okay, what I have the software, what am I going to need documentation-wise in order to use TurboTax to do my taxes?
Yeah, so some people think that people like us are just opposed to using technology for this altogether, and that's actually not true. I myself used TurboTax for many years when I was younger. Nothing wrong with TurboTax or H&R Block for that matter. And I think many accountants or CPAs would even echo that. As long as you generally know what you're doing and you've gone through it a couple times and maybe have an accountant look over your shoulder, using those technologies can be fine. However, I'm going to go off script here for a moment, which Malia is going to hate me for. But I want to end our show just briefly with some practical application here, which is how do I make my tax filing experience better, right? Which we kind of began the show this way. How do I make it better? And the answer is exactly what Malia said before, which is just accumulate all of your tax reporting documents in a physical folder, or in my case, I use a secure Dropbox electronic folder. I get something in the mail, I go, that's a tax document, scan, boom, drop it in the Dropbox folder. I know what I'll need to file my taxes because, goodness, I've filed them a few times, right? And I know I need my, like, my how much I paid for real estate taxes. I know I need how much I gave to charities. I know that if I gave donations to Goodwill, I'm going to need that little slip written out with how much it all was. So I know what I'm going to need, and I just accumulate it throughout the year. It's really not that complicated. And by the way, here's one really big tip, because one area of frustration for people is around the area of how do I track my charitable contributions and actually make sure that I'm turning those over to my accountant or filing it appropriately through TurboTax. So TurboTax actually has this feature called It's Deductible. So go search Google TurboTax It's Deductible. You can set up an account and just track whenever you make a charitable contribution, jump in there, enter in the institution's name, the dollar amount, the date, and boom. And then it accumulates all of that throughout the year. And you know what I do? At the end of the year, I click download and send it off to my accountant.
Easy enough.
I mean, so, and if you do TurboTax filings, it's even easier because then you just download it to your TurboTax return. So if you try to become disciplined on this and actually just save these documents in a common location, you will find that you'll look forward to filing your taxes because actually it's really just a matter of do I have everything that I need and then simply turning it over to your accountant or filing quickly.
CJ. Now CJ pushed it by saying you're going to look forward to filing taxes. I don't know if we can go with that.
I do. I'm like two documents short, by the way. I'm waiting for two more right now.
I sent you guys a video, by the way. You're probably, CJ, a little bit like Ned Flanders. You'll have to watch that.
I will.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter on the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, there's no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637, and you're going to want to hold on to that telephone number now as well because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many tax returns does the IRS expect to file for the 2018 tax year? Is it 100, 150, or 210 million? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller, correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Cabela's. And don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, great to see both of you guys. Have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. And Matt Kittle comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.